testimony with us this morning, so we're really excited to hear that. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you. Good morning. Yeah, boy, that's pretty weak. But anyway, I'm Craig Daniel. I'm a deacon, a member of the board here at Graham Emanuel. I'm married to Sherry Daniel, which many of you know. I have three sons. My oldest son, Brett, and I should say, first of all, that each of my sons decided to join the military for some reason. It wasn't my idea, their idea. But my oldest son, Brett, he's an Air Force reservist. He is with the 446th Airlift Wing out of Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Justin, my middle son, is a Marine. Thank you. And he is actually in the Marine Band. He's with the 3rd MEF Band on Okinawa. And my youngest son, who was the first to join, Eric, is in the U.S. Army. He is stationed with the 2nd Brigade Special Troops Battalion of the 2nd Brigade Combat Team of the 82nd Airborne in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And he told me I had to say it that way. He is soon moving to Torrey Station on Okinawa. So my two of my sons will go halfway around the world from here and end up 6 miles apart. When Pastor Jim first asked me to share my testimony, my first thought was, would I still be alive today if I had not become a Christian all those many years ago? As a young man, I had a very destructive lifestyle. I really believe that I would either have been seriously injured or would have caused my own death because some sort of foolishness when I was younger. I felt I was looking for something but had no idea what it was and no idea how to find it. I was born in Seattle and raised up in Renton, which is up north of here on 167, and that makes me something very special. I'm a genuine Washingtonian, and or as my dad, who was also a genuine Washingtonian, would say, I was a genuine Washingtonian. My family went to church every Sunday, but as I remember back, that the church was all about living right, doing good, never about a relationship with Jesus Christ, never more than just a passing reference to the Bible. And of course, I spent most of my teen years trying to see what type of trouble I could get into. In the mid-70s, Seattle was in the middle of a prolonged economic downturn. Unemployment was high, and I think you probably remember, those of you that are that old, the theme was, will the last one to leave Seattle please turn off the lights? Because of a friend of a friend, I was able to get a job working very hard in a brick factory, which I did for about 6 months. It was during that time I realized that life would be much easier that if I had an education and a job that used my brain instead of my back, at least most of the time I could probably do a lot better. So I saved most of my earnings during that 6 months and went off to college. My college life didn't change very much. I drank way too much, very destructive, did a lot of just stupid stuff, which I could do. Living in a dorm, there's always opportunity to cause trouble. But then I met a young lady, and there was something very special about her. She had found Jesus Christ, not as a story out of the Bible, but as a part of her life, a living joy in her. It was a very different concept that I never considered or even thought about. Shortly thereafter, a ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ called Athletes in Action came to town. These were basketball players. They go around and play basketball games with college teams all the way across the country. During halftime and then after the game, they would share their testimonies about their relationship with Jesus Christ. One of the players, a guy by the name of Ralph Dollinger, and Jim was really impressed that I knew this guy, came to my dorm room and commented and communicated to me what Jesus meant to him. Ralph was a standout NCAA basketball player who gave up millions of dollars in an NBA contract to play, to share Jesus Christ to anyone that would to listen. I did not accept Christ that right then and there, but I did a few days later. Did I hear angel singings or fireworks? No, not really. But I come to understand that life has a purpose and knowledge, and that I had a Savior who loves me and wants the very best for me. Has life gotten easier with no troubles or trials, heartbreaks? No, not at all. But I know I have someone who I can depend on and who has everything truly under control. I have a favorite verse, which is Romans 8, 38 and 39. It says, "For I am convinced that neither life nor death nor angels nor demons nor neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ, our Lord." And for the young lady, that worked out really, really well. We celebrated our 33rd wedding anniversary on the 16th.
Thank you, Craig. What a great story. And we would just never want you, as you come to Graham Emanuel, to think that the Christian life